The recent summit between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, what was said, what was accomplished, that's been dominating the recent news. Well, for some perspective on the summit and U.S.-Russian relations, we are joined by Dr. Nikolai Petrov, professor of international politics at the University of Rhode Island, whose specialty is Russian and Ukrainian affairs. In fact, Dr. Petrov joins us from Ukraine on Skype. Hello, Professor.
Hello, David.
First question, your takeaway from that summit. Was anything accomplished?
I think it was a good preliminary to a start of a discussion. There's just the inkling that the two leaders are beginning to get a feel for each other and are interested in beginning a dialogue. But for this to come to some sort of concrete results, will take a lot more than just the meeting of two leaders. People on the American side and on the Russian side have to be given very different marching orders for anything positive to happen.
There was some criticism of the privacy of the summit, just the two leaders and their interpreters. What do you make of that?
I'm not as concerned about that. My basic feeling is that these are two responsible adults and they can be allowed to speak to each other in private. They don't need chaperoning. As much time as possible, the two leaders try to have time together with each other so that they can get a feel for each other, a feel for whether they can trust each other, and a sense of what the other person is actually aspiring to beyond the formalities.
Your position is that many American politicians equate Russia with the Soviet Union and the threat of communism and Cold War issues. Is that correct?
It's one of the lingering elements of the intellectual baggage that we retain, that we've inherited from the Cold War. And I would just like to remind our listeners that it's been more than a quarter century since the Soviet Union collapsed. So this is simply a different country that we're talking about, and we shouldn't constantly be thinking of it in terms that are that outdated.
Dr. Petrov, let's catch up with the situation in Ukraine as you speak to us from there. What is going on currently politically in Ukraine?
Well, we are already beginning the electoral campaign of 2019. The current government is extremely unpopular, but we are in a bit of a catch-22 situation because the Ukrainian political leadership does not really give us the possibility of having an alternative.
There is the perception in Western press coverage that Russia is a major player in Ukraine's political goings-on, both directly and indirectly. What's your take?
There are no Russian news stations allowed, no Russian television programs. Russian politicians, of course, are not allowed at all in Ukraine. Everything possible to cut ties with Russia has been done. However, what that doesn't affect are people's natural affinity and ability to speak Russian, the cultural ties, the historical ties.
As we wrap up, I wanted to get back to the summit. At this point, the Trump administration is inviting President Putin to Washington, D.C. Do you expect to see a summit, and do you expect it to be more substantive?
In diplomatic lingo, once the invitation is made, and if it is accepted by Russia, then we're on, regardless of whether there are naysayers who would not like to have this meeting go on. At the level of nation-state diplomacy, we will have a summit, and I assume that the invitation that has been extended by the president will be accepted by Putin at some point.
We've been speaking with University of Rhode Island Professor of International Politics, Dr. Nikolai Petrov, who joins us from Ukraine. Thanks very much for joining us on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you, David.